This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And yes, I am going to give one away. I shot the video about this today. It'll be going up sometime this weekend or Monday, and you'll know how to go and try to get this gun stock. Joining us now from Australia, where he will be till sometime in June, so I suppose that will mean we'll be talking all of this month and how far? Anyway, joining us from Australia is Dean Weingarten. How long will you be there?
Until near the end of June, so it'll be a couple months yet. I hope to travel extensively around Australia and talk to people in the gun culture here. I've been doing it near Brisbane. It's fascinating. People are adapting to the very heavy level of regulation in Australia. But I do have to say that the Australian authorities have the advantage of at least abiding by their own rules. You know, in many areas of the world, the gun laws are strict, but the officials don't even abide by the rules of their gun laws. Here in Australia, they're a law-abiding country, and they abide by the rules.
Right. Well, that's, I can see why you like it there, I guess. But let's talk about stuff you've written. I want to talk about stuff you've written. Recently, for some reason, there are people out there that need a case to illustrate that an attacker, even though he may not have a gun, can be very dangerous to justify armed self-defense. And this is coming out of an article you put up last month out of Idaho.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this was a real nasty case. We know that the attacker was on drugs. I think he was on meth and had smoked marijuana. And he'd there was some alcohol was involved. And one of the fellows had gone to his girlfriend's house to retrieve some clothing. But the stuff wasn't sorted out, and he didn't want to fall through his girlfriend's clothes, so he started to leave. And this other man basically just attacked him. First, he tried to frisk him because he did have a firearm on him, the person who was attacked. And then he punched him in the face, knocked him down, knocked a tooth out, cracked two more. I mean, it was pretty serious. And the person who was attacked defended himself. He drew a 40 caliber and shot the attacker several times and got away. Then he called 911, reported it to the police, and the police came and he cooperated with them. But they still prosecuted him. And the jury didn't agree with it and found him not guilty. And so, yes, I mean, just because someone doesn't have a weapon and they're attacking you, that doesn't mean they can't severely injure or kill you. About twice as many people are killed with what we call personal weapons, hands and feet,
right,
you know, elbows, that kind of thing, as are killed with rifles, murdered with rifles in the United States. So just because someone doesn't have a weapon in their hands doesn't mean they can't severely injure or kill you. It happens all the time with a considerable amount of regularity. So when you're attacked, you can, you're allowed to defend yourself with deadly force. And the standard is, would a reasonable person in your position, knowing what you knew, fear for their life or their bodily integrity? And in this case, the jury said, yeah, obviously. The guy had a tooth knocked out. He had a couple more cracks. He was down on the ground. The attack was continuing. He was fully justified. So that's, and not everybody understands that. You hear all these cases where they say, well, he shot the person and the person didn't have a weapon. That's not the point. They can still be a threat.
Absolutely. I mean, if they're that close, and if they're close enough to hit you, if they're close enough to frisk you and go through your pockets and all this other stuff, they already have the advantage on you, even if you have a gun, right?
Well, yeah, especially if you haven't drawn it. And many police officers have shot criminals because they feared being frisked and discovered that they had a gun or were police, and then believed that they would be subject to a deadly assault. So it also applies to citizens who are not police officers. And yes, being close is one of the elements that shows you how much in peril you are. And many people, there's a website that I don't remember the exact name, but I think it's One Punch Homicides or something like that. There are dozens of people killed in the United States every year as a result of one punch. One punch, usually to the head. It isn't always exactly the punch. Sometimes the punch kills them. Sometimes they hit their head on something hard as they go down.
Right.
Other things happen. But clearly, one punch can be fatal. So if you can explain that to a jury so they understand that you were in legitimate fear for your life and bodily integrity, they can then make a correct understanding that you were justified.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to stand and take a beating in order to be justified to use deadly force.
Well, that was the whole justification. That was the whole basis behind the lie about hands up, don't shoot with Michael Brown, right? In Ferguson.
Exactly. He had reached in through the window, was attacking the police officer trying to get his gun. No question.
Broke his eye socket.
Go ahead.
He broke his eye socket. Do you know how much impact it takes to break a guy's eye socket?
Yeah, quite a lot. And it's a serious injury,
Yeah.
And I mean, we still have people all over the internet claiming that the lie was true.
Well, unarmed does not mean undangerous. I mean, anything can be weaponized. Being bludgeoned, if they don't have a blade and if they don't have a gun, you're probably going to get beat to death either by their hands. They're going to stomp you. Whatever they're going to do, they might strangle you. They might beat you with a bottle or whatever.
Many ways.
Yeah. So,
As I say it, man is the most dangerous predator on earth, bar none.
Very much so. Very much so.
Are you still effective killers that exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, I guess, when big game hunting is the most dangerous predator, hunting other predators, right? That's how dangerous we are. Yeah. Anyway, Dean is currently in Australia making the rounds. How far will you travel? Well, you know what? We'll talk about that when we get back. We've got about 25 seconds here. His repository of all the articles he's ever written, you can find those at ammoland.com. And, I mean, we're talking in excess of 2,500 articles. If you see him at any event or anything, that's probably good for 15 articles right there. He's probably going to write 15 articles just off of that one trip if you see him hanging around. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the At-One Thumbhole Stock, which is now on my Scout Rifle. Check them out at Boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he is currently in Australia. Let's talk about this Australian museum thing where the you got museum exhibits that are currently facing destruction.
Yes, it's just outrageous. What happened is in 2017, a piece of legislation was passed through the New South Wales legislature. That's one of the Australian states. And it's one of the most populous states. And this legislation was passed without anybody knowing what was in it. The law has to be renewed every 5 years. And there's a couple of committees that review the law and make recommendations about what changes should be made. And no one on these committees is willing to say that they ever saw these changes, that they were ever considered by anyone other than someone who put them in the law. And no one in the legislature is willing to own up and say they're the ones that put them in the law. And what it did, the change in the law said that any museum exhibits of firearms that were either handguns or semi-automatic or automatic weapons, instead of just being rendered inoperable by the removal of parts for them to be stored somewhere else, they had to be welded up.
Right.
A rod had to be inserted in the barrel. It was welded at the breech in the front. The internal parts had to be removed. All the springs had to be removed. The internal parts welded up. I mean, it just destroyed. The idea is it would simply destroy the collector value of any of the firearms involved. So what happened was that a small museum in Gunnedah, which is a town about 250 miles north of Sydney, was inspected. And a young police officer came to inspect it, and he read the new law. And he said, oh, you can't have this stuff. And so one of the people involved with the museum called up the largest, or one of the most significant museums in New South Wales for firearms, the Lithgow Small Arms Factory Museum. And they said, oh, no, you can't be right. That's not the way the law is. And then they checked it out, and they said, oh, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to be this. And so now there's a minor scandal going on while they're trying to change the law back to what it was so they don't have to destroy millions of dollars worth of rare, collectible, one-of-a-kind firearms under the law. Now, it does allow an exception. The chief of police can say, this particular firearm, I think it does not deserve to be destroyed, and so we'll make an exception. But when you have thousands of firearms in a museum collection, it gets to be a bit cumbersome. And, of course, it leaves all the power and all the authority in the chief of police, and they're changed out regularly with, political regimes. So it's a real scandal. It isn't getting a lot of press. It's one of the reasons I'm writing about it. But the idea, like a Dardic pistol, for example. There's only a few in existence. The Lithgow Small Arms Museum has one of those, and they would be required to weld it up under this regulation. It's under the new statute that nobody is willing to admit they put into the law. It's really outrageous.
Now, aren't most of these, like at SHOT Show, when we were at SHOT Show, the guns are rendered inoperable, but they're easily, that's easily remedied because what they do is they take a part out of it. With something going into
a firing pin or something like that, and you can't, the gun is inoperable unless you replace that part. And they're not that easy to find. You could it's not impossible.
But I mean,
yourself on a
typically with a museum piece, they render it inoperable to the point to where it's basically just not going to come back anyway, right? They basically...
Well, right now, they take out parts like we're talking about at the SHOT Show, and then they store them somewhere else, and the idea that a thief who breaks into the museum would be able to find the stored part as well as the... and match them up with a gun is just not going to happen. They might be able to get a part from somewhere else, but I have not heard of a single case where museum guns were stolen and then used in a crime. Now, we do know that historically there were a few cases where guns were taken from museums and used in defensive community, like in the Battle of New Orleans. They actually took guns from museums and used them to defend against the British, I understand. So there are cases like that, but it's a non-problem. It's the only way I can see that this is justified is that there are people in the legislature who aren't willing to admit to it, who simply want to destroy the gun culture in toto and destroy
right.
the history of it,
right,
destroy
right.
the artifacts. There's just this hatred, this irrational hatred of all things having anything to do with guns. That's my best explanation.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. You know, I look at this stuff and, I've seen places like in California where they object to a billboard with a representation of a gun on it. You know, they say
yes.
This is, and that's what this sounds like here, just in a different.
Well, what about the famous case where somebody bit into a Pop-Tart? And it had a bag,
made a gun
shape, and the student got into trouble for it.
In a Pablo Picasso way, yeah, that looked just like a gun in a Pablo Picasso way. We're coming up on the next break. Dean, you can find the stuff that Dean is writing about, which he's still writing. He's still out there writing on a daily basis and submitting because it's the interwebs, people. It's 21st century, and he's able to do that whilst in Australia. He'll be back sometime at the end of next month, so that means when he does come on here, he'll be coming on here a la the mobile phone waves of overseas communications. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load.
Big place, but I'll be back.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying We need to understand why there was, whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. He's currently in Australia. I want to take you now, Dean, to this, I'm a grandfather. Are you a grandfather?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so
I have three grandchildren.
You wrote about this Mark Miller Sr. in Chicago. What happened to him? Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, that's a sad case. He grew up in a very rough neighborhood, apparently, and yet he became a very productive person, had a career, a family. He recently retired. And he was helping to fix up his son's house, apparently in a difficult neighborhood. And he was accosted by an armed robber and got into a gunfight, and both of them were killed. They shot each other, and both of them died. I used the case to just illustrate that you should avoid gunfights if you can, because they're dangerous. You know, bullets flying around, you can get killed. Whether you do the right things or not, it's still quite possible to get killed. And Mark did kill his assailant. It didn't help him very much, but the assailant was a career criminal who had just gotten out on parole, I think, a month earlier. A minor consolation is he won't be victimizing other people. But that doesn't help Mark's family very much. Nor the criminal. If he would have avoided these kind of violent confrontations, he'd probably still be alive as well. So that was the situation on that. It's a sad case. And it was in Chicago. So Mark had, well, a concealed carry permit, which just a few years ago he wouldn't have been able to get one. But now he did. And so he was carrying legally, and while he was able to mount a defense, he still got shot.
Yeah. How many times did Mr. Miller get shot in that? I know the guy fired at him three times. Did he get hit three times?
Yeah, it wasn't 100% clear, but I think he was wounded at least twice, maybe three times. And it's a... And I think it was with a 9mm, I believe. And it's not so much how many times you get shot exactly, it's more where you get shot. And, of course, the older you get, the harder it is for you to recover from gunshot wounds.
Sure.
Older people just don't heal as quickly and as well as younger people.
Or knee injuries or anything, really. I mean, the older
any of that stuff, exactly. Yeah.
So I guess your point here is that the best gunfight would be the one you don't have to be in, although Mr. Miller didn't have a whole lot of choice on this.
That's right. Sometimes you just don't have a choice and you have to fight, and even then sometimes it goes bad. There's no perfect solution. But as Sun Tzu said, the famous military philosopher, Chinese military philosopher, the best way to win a battle is to win without having to fight. And in most cases, that's what happens with people. All the evidence we can gather is that most of the time when a citizen defends themselves, they basically just are able to reference their firearm to show it, and the criminals run away.
Right.
That's the most common occurrence. But sometimes things go bad, and those make the news more than the cases where somebody shows criminal his gun and they run off. So we see those. But overall, I was just looking at statistics that Professor John Lott had collected, and where the concealed carry permits increased by 10%, he's saying that the murder rate drops by 1.4%.
Say that again.
There seems to be a small positive effect of people carrying guns around for their defense, as you would expect, just rationally. One of the things that I found most, well, actually kind of funny, was people who opposed an armed population complaining about how when more people got concealed carry permits, the number of justified homicides went up. And yet, I think people in the gun culture would say, yeah, that's exactly what we expect. More people carrying, more justified homicides as more people stop bad people from killing them.
Right. Have you seen the latest phenomena here lately? It seems like Michigan has got some sort of law proposal out there where it's not going to be constitutional carry, but you're not going to have a permit to carry. Which I don't know exactly how that works. I may have the state wrong that is proposing this, but if it isn't permitless carry, I don't know what it is. So,
well, of course, you have variations on this. You have cases where states allow, or states have reinstituted constitutional or restored constitutional carry, at least partially, but they limit it to their own residents. I think Wyoming is like that. And then you have cases, there's quite a number of states, I think it's somewhere around 30, where you carry openly and you don't have any permit to open carry.
Right.
So it's possible to have some variation where it's not quite all the way to what we'd call constitutional carry. But it still allows carry without a permit. And he gives some hilarious examples. I think it's North Dakota. I could be wrong. I believe it's North or South Dakota. It's one of those two states where you can carry in a bar that serves alcohol, but only if you carry openly. Whereas in Arizona, you can carry in a bar that serves alcohol, but only if you carry concealed. So, you know, you find in this vast republic of the United States with 50 different states and thousands of different cities, you get some weird changes in the law. And in the States, we call that, the laboratory of democracy. You get to try different things and see which things work better or not. Of course, some options are forbidden under our Bill of Rights, which just says some laws are off the table. You just can't ban all guns, for example. At least that's the way the Supreme Court and I read the Second Amendment. And I think, hopefully very soon, we'll start getting more enforcement and more restoration of Second Amendment rights from the courts.
Yeah. I've seen that happening. In Chicago. Well, you know what? We'll talk about this when we get on the other side, because I want to ask you about one particular thing before we move on with this case with the unfortunate Mr. Miller. For those of you who are interested in the stuff that Dean writes, I mean, Dean writes about bear attacks. He writes about human attacks. He writes about museums having the guns. He writes about all of it, and you can find most of this stuff at ammoland.com, where he is still submitting stuff today while he's in Australia doing his thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as he is in Australia right now. Before we move on, let me ask you this. Now, in Chicago, right, they haven't had concealed carry that long. They haven't really had a chance, so to speak, for that culture to take hold. Crime's still sort of a hot topic there. Whenever they have shootings or something like that, it makes the news because it is a shooting, especially if somebody defends against it. Do you think that in time that will become less and less?
Yes, I think so. I think as more and more people avail themselves of legal concealed carry and legally having guns in Chicago, you'll have more and more defensive shootings. It'll become more common. It won't be as exceptional as it is now. And so it'll become more and more accepted. And I think that's starting to happen. It's just that the local politicians in Chicago have fought the idea of self-defense with firearms with all their might for decades. So it's just hard to get a permit in Chicago. There are no ranges inside the city. They're trying to develop ranges, and the Supreme Court, actually the Seventh Circuit, ruled that they have to allow ranges to be built inside the city for people to use. They would all be indoors, of course, so that they can qualify. But it is just the local politicians in Chicago, they're all Democrats, by the way, I have to say that to be careful about it. They just have thrown every roadblock in the way of people getting concealed carry permits that they possibly can. But, judges in Chicago and in Illinois are applying the law and are ruling these roadblocks to be unconstitutional, but it all delays everything and takes more and more time. So I think, more people will carry. Defensive uses will increase. All this will happen in Chicago, but it takes time.
Do you think street crime will go down?
Yes. I think eventually it will. But, You know, the problem with street crime in Chicago is that it's considered accepted. And I cannot prove this, okay? This, I don't know if I'd relate this as a conspiracy theory or just a rumor, but the rumor is that the politicians in Chicago have connections with the street gangs and that they rely on them to help get out the vote and to decide who... how people are pressured to vote. And while I can't say that that is the case for certain in Chicago, there's a long history of big city political machines relying on gangs to control the vote. It certainly was the case with the Tammany gang in New York, and that's where the Sullivan Law came from. Big Tim Sullivan was a Tammany gang bigwig, and his enforcers were being shot at. So he managed to get the Sullivan Law passed in New York, named after himself,
right,
to make sure that the ordinary citizen would not be armed when his enforcers, the street gang, came around to enforce their extortion. Now, of course, it wasn't 100% effective, but it meant that ordinary people were... that had a great deal of legal difficulty in getting a permit and generally could not get one. So if they had guns, they had them illegally. And that meant they could be victimized by the legal system as well as by criminals. I don't know that street gangs in Chicago work with the politicians there to get out the vote, but I suspect, let me say, historically, it's likely.
Yeah, yeah. So let's bounce from Chicago, where it's not, where street crime is still sort of the king of the streets versus law and order. Let's go to what you published today. Is it Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin? What, how do you pronounce that?
Yes. That's a good question. A lot of Wisconsin places are derived from Indian names. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's probably as good a way. I haven't lived there, so I can't say if you're correct, but I suspect you're pretty close.
Ashwaubenon. Ashwaubenon. Ashwaubenon, yeah. Wisconsin. And, there you go.
And it's a really interesting case, because what happened was that the girlfriend of the owner of the store was connected to a digital camera that would monitor the inside of the store. And she got a notification that something was going on, looked at it, and saw that there was a burglary suspect in the store. Well, the owner and a couple of his employees were only a couple blocks away, so they went to the store. The owner went inside. One of the employees with a concealed carry permit waited where he thought there was a probable exit for the suspect. And the suspect came out. The employee captured him and held him for police. Now, that happens fairly frequently, actually. And what we saw next is what really caught my attention, is that the police spokesman said, this is exactly what we want citizens to do. This guy had a carry permit. He knew what he was doing. He did just the right thing. And we want to thank him for doing the right thing and capturing this criminal. And we see that more and more. The police are coming to the realization through experience, through hard facts, that people with carry permits are their natural allies and they help reduce crime and capture criminals. And that's a good thing. And even the police chiefs and police spokesmen are saying that now. It was common for street cops to praise armed citizens and to say they approved of armed citizens, oh, even 20, 30 years ago. But now the official police administrations are praising armed citizens and saying that people with concealed carry permits are a positive thing. That's just education. I expect more of it.
Do you think we'll see it in Chicago? Is it going to take some time to get to Chicago like that, like it is in Ashwaubenon?
Yes, I think eventually it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, the leftists claim that, you know, that they're on the right side of history. But recent experience, past experience, all the history you have, says, no, they're on the wrong side of history. The Soviet Union is in the dustbin of history. The Khmer Rouge are in the dustbin of history. Venezuela looks like they're on the cusp of going in the dustbin. I hope it's sooner rather than later, because that's a pretty nasty regime, and the people are in bad shape. They're hungry. Nothing works. The money is worthless. Right now, the administration's minions are running over people with armored vehicles. So I think the leftists and those who want severe controls and want to get rid of the Second Amendment are on the wrong side of history. And the administration in Chicago is on the wrong side of history. And in the future, we'll have a Chicago police chief at some time saying, ah, it's a good thing this guy with a concealed carry permit was there, or it's a good thing this woman had a concealed carry permit. They stopped that crime. They stopped that rape. They stopped that murder. And that's a good thing. Yes, I think we will see it.
Good deal. Outstanding. I look forward to that becoming the case. There's precious few places that are like that, and I don't have time to go into that particular part because we're about to run out of time. Dean is writing as we speak. I can't wait to see some of the stuff that's coming out of it, but he's obviously well-connected because he's keeping up with what's going on here in the United States, and you can see the results of his work daily, so it seems, at ammoland.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on Lock and Load Radio.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, he's sitting in a hotel room somewhere in Iowa, but we're going to be joined by the Yeti, Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. That's coming up next hour. This is Lock and Load.
Of Boyd's hardwood gun stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.